Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Navigating the Awakening. This is The Rising. I am your host, Trinace. I greet you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, the universal light of source. I want to answer a question about this. I had some listeners ask me a question about driving and are they doing the internal light meditation when they're driving? And I let them know that you are listening and you are receiving the energy, but you are not doing the internal light meditation with us. You must close your eyes when you're doing the internal light meditation so that you can see the light within you. And that is how you begin to develop your inner eye. So if you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, removing all heavy, negative or dark energies, and allowing your heart to be filled with peace, love, joy, and forgiveness. Continue to see this light as it now moves in all directions throughout your chest, moving into your lungs, feeling your lungs with healing energies, removing any blockages, allowing each and every breath to be filled with the light of source, to move to every extremity of your body. And now see this light as it fills your chest completely, as it moves up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, and moving into your palms and fingertips. Allow for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see this light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. Now see the light as it flows down into your diaphragm and your stomach, activating healing within these organs of deeper breathing and digestion. Continue to see the light as it flows into the small intestine and the large, bringing healing to these organs of assimilation of your light energies and your nutrients. And now see this light as it flows into the kidneys, the liver, the gallbladder, the spleen, the pancreas, and the bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect health, perfect balance, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. Continue to see this light as it now flows into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, healing, bringing balance, nutrients to these areas of your body, strengthening you, giving you the courage and the wisdom to know when to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good. And now continue to see this light as it flows, moving through the hips, passing through the thighs, the knees, the calves, the ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. Continue to see this light as it flows through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, anchoring you and grounding you to Mother Earth, allowing for any excess energies to flow through these cords to be released to Mother Earth to create something beautiful. Continue to see the light that is within your body as it grows brighter and brighter, as it fills your body completely and now moves through each and every pore in your body until you are surrounded in a beautiful healing bubble of white light. Allow this light to contain all of the colors of the rainbow, all of the frequencies of light within this dimension that bring balance, healing, peace, joy, harmony. Allow this rainbow light to spread throughout the room, the space you are in, bringing healing and balance to each and every person who comes through this light. Continue to see our light as it now passes through the walls, any obstacles, moving out into your neighborhood, your town, your village, your city, your country. Filling the entire space with loving, healing light, bringing balance, raising each and every being in vibration that comes in contact with this light. And now continue to see our beautiful healing light as it grows in strength and power. And we are all joined together throughout this world where all of our lights come together as one, eliminating the illusion of separation and allowing for oneness, balance, healing. Continue to see this light as it now moves deep into Mother Earth, reconnecting with our subterranean family, moving out into the space around Earth, the atmosphere that we breathe, healing the air that enters our lungs. And see this beautiful light as it encompasses all life on this planet, within this planet, and around this planet, increasing each and every one who desires to partake in this light with power, with strength, with love, with knowing, with courage. And now see this light as it grows brighter and brighter, as it now moves out into space, spreading throughout the universe and the multiverse, healing each and every being, all life it comes in contact with, reminding each and every one of us that we are one being having a myriad of experiences. We are source, we are love, and we are the light. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your light with me. This is very powerful each and every time we do this meditation. Now it is time for us to discuss the reading for the Frog Clan. The people of the Frog Clan are the Snake, the Cougar, and the Flicker people. You are born into the element of water, and this is where your powers and responsibility are to Mother Earth. When you are in balance, you can affect the water and the emotions of others around you. Frog Clan people hold the energies of water within them. You are always flowing and changing. Water is cleansing and renewing, and most life depends on it for survival. This element is not only necessary for our physical cleansing, but also for our spiritual cleansing. Water is connected to the moon and our emotions. This element can remove blockages wherever they are, in the midst of your mind or your body. Frog Clan people are very connected to their emotions, and to keep them in balance, they should always be flowing and open. These people are very sensitive and can feel the pain and joy of others very easily. They feel in their hearts all of the things within and around them. Because Frog Clan people feel so deeply, they are able to empathize with others. They can provide a clear reflection, just as clear water does. But if they are not in balance, then this will not be possible. Their emotions will be as murky and unclear as a muddy pool of water. People of this clan are very connected to the phases of the moon, and they need to become more aware of them. When the moon is full, you can become very agitated. You need to ground yourself more at this time. And when the moon is full, it is more difficult for you to provide a clear reflection to those around you. But when the moon is dark, you will be much more tranquil and be able to see more clearly. This is because the moon affects your emotions. And when your emotions get too high, then you are unable to discern clearly. Frog Clan people can bring a sense of flowing and clarity to any project or activity that they partake in, as well as warmth and calm. When in balance, you can renew or bring new life to a project or relationship. You have the ability to flow effortlessly, and this can help you clear away any mental or physical blockages with ease. Now, people of this clan are good to have involved in projects that seem impossible to complete. This is where Frog Clan people shine. They can find a crack in any plan and then break through it and allow new ideas to begin to flow. Water is an element of healing. These people are natural healers, and they can assist others on a physical or emotional plane. Frog people can help you find and dissolve any blockages that are within you. They can help you get in touch with your emotions, but they must be in touch with their own first in order to guide you through the process. Frog Clan people will find that they cry very easily when they are allowing their energies to flow. These people can be very creative as well, because when they are tap into their deeper aspects. New ideas flow through them constantly. They have the ability to spark fresh new ideas in others as well, creating a trend or revolution of thought. And once the idea becomes a trend, these people are swimming off to find something new and exciting to explore. Now, if frog people don't keep new and fresh ideas flowing in their lives, they will find themselves becoming bored with life. They tend to be very dissatisfied with a stagnant life. And really, this is not good for them anyway, because stagnant water holds microbes and bacteria, becomes poisonous. So you do want to avoid becoming stagnant in your life. But normally, when you feel any stagnation, then this will cause you to move in other directions, to find something new to begin to focus on. Now, frog people really begin to yearn for things that they don't have when they find themselves standing still for too long. And this is really a safety net for them. It is at this point that frog people have to be more cautious. If they begin to fixate on something that seems difficult to obtain, then they stop themselves from flowing with the vital energies of life. So you want to avoid fixating on things. You want to allow your ideas to flow, and you yourself want to remain in a flowing state. And this is true for all of us. Even if this is not one of your dominant signs, remember, we all carry the water element within us. And so this is good advice for everyone. Now, when this happens, if you begin to fixate on something, then you will create blockages in your mind and in your body, and you are not in your power. So in order to begin to allow your power to flow, your creative force to flow, then you must not fixate on ideas, beliefs, or even a physical object that you're trying to obtain. Now, over time, you will begin to feel like a dam that is going to break if you find yourself fixated on things. And again, this is a blockage, and you can see that. You can feel it. So when you begin to experience anything that begins to feel like a blockage within yourself, where you're holding deep feelings inside, then it's a great time for you to go near water, because water will remind you of your power and your strength and your need to flow. You will connect with it very easily, and it will assist you in removing these blockages, and it will allow you to allow your deep feelings for something or someone to begin to flow again. Now, if you have not learned to trust and stay open, Frog Clan people, then you will hold back and block your emotions. And you will try to convince yourself, as well as others, that you are totally detached and non-feeling. Whether this is in a relationship or if it's at work, if it's something that you feel like you cannot trust, then you detach yourselves from it. Now, if it's in a relationship, then this becomes a charade that begins to block your emotions, and it blocks you from being able to have the beautiful relationships that you're actually able to manifest and create. So you do not want your deep emotions to gather, because the more you block them, the more they will gather together. And they become more powerful. And this force grows. And as this force grows inside of you, it will cause you to become more afraid to allow your feelings, your true feelings, to come to the surface. But what usually happens is that your dam will break at some point, and it will come out in an outburst of emotions that will be unhealthy for you as well as for others. So many times, fall clan people will go through life holding back and repressing their feelings if they experience this for too long. Then they will manifest issues in the body that cause them to feel lumpy or bloated. Obesity and edema, deformations of the bones and the muscles, can and will develop. And worse of all, their minds can become frozen. They become unable to move, like water that has turned into ice. This is especially true for the snake people, born under the freeze-up moon. Now, members of this clan must work at keeping their emotions balanced because they feel so deeply. They must not allow them to grow too intense. And sometimes we think that only negative emotions are bad for you. But when it comes to the Frog Clan people, even when you're way too excited, it can affect your heart, excited in a positive way. It can affect your heart in a negative way. So you want to work at keeping your emotions balanced. And it's simply because you hold so much power in your emotions. They are very, very intense. So it is best to keep your emotions balanced and peaceful. Use your personal and collective plant and mineral totems to help you find and keep this balance. Your emotions, like water, are very, very powerful. They're a powerful force, and they can be very destructive as well. You can drown in your own misery if you allow yourself to grow too heavy and dark. You have the potential to be a very happy person, but at the same time, you can become very depressed. It is completely up to you how you channel your emotions. Learn how to focus on the positive things in your life because you are connected to the element of water. And this can cause you to hold on to things, often holding on to negative things very easily. Now, this is important for all Frog Clan people as well as everyone else in the sacred hoop of life, because as the water element is part of each and every one of us, we can tend to hold on to things we need to let go of for far too long, holding on to things that happened in the past, so on and so forth. So be conscious of this, because you are imprinting on the water that is within each and every cell of your body through your emotions. Your emotions create the waves that move throughout your body. And this can cause you to become sick physically, mentally, or spiritually. So you want to make sure that you're always in the most positive energies possible at each and every moment. So this may feel to some people to be something that's very difficult because they're experiencing something hard at this time. But you don't want to suppress your negative emotions. If you're sad, allow yourself to be sad, but allow it to pass. Don't hold on to it. And this is what we have to work at. And this is the thing. Today you will receive your readings, and each and every one of you have received very powerful readings. Now, just know that the water element is sacred. And it's sacred to all indigenous people of the earth, because without it, life could not exist. It is known as a liquid crystal because it stores and amplifies energy. Now, this is what is inside of you in each and every cell. And this is why you have to be conscious of what you allow to enter into your mind. Your very energy is storing and amplifying whatever you allow in. You are easily imprinted upon, Frog Clan people. So you have to live a conscious life to be able to protect yourself and to remain happy. Frog people are refreshed by water. And this is why I tell you, if you ever feel down, if you ever feel drained, then you need to go and sit by the ocean, the lake, a pond, a river, a stream, or simply sit in the bathtub. This energy will calm and relax you. Now, as a member of this clan, you are responsible to the water of the earth, as well as that of your body. You must appreciate the water that is inside and outside of you. You must protect the water within you from becoming stagnant and polluted. So now, because this element is ruled by the moon, this also makes you responsible to the moon as well. It would benefit you to learn the secrets of the moon, as well as its phases, so that you are more aware of how these energies affect all life. This knowledge will help you keep your emotions flowing and teach you how to unblock them. When you have mastered your own inner water, then you can help others do the same. It is absolutely vital to your health that you remain open, free-flowing, and unpolluted. As a member of the Frog Clan, you are happiest when you allow yourself to remain open to the flow of the universe. Open your hearts so the universal energies can flow through you, and work hard to be a vessel of healing, not only for yourself, but for humanity as a whole. Now, let's quickly look at each member of the Frog Clan to see what your gifts are and the powers you bring to the sacred hoop of life. The snake people, you have the power of water and fire. This is the group that is associated with the sign of Scorpio in Western astrology. People who do not know think that Scorpio is a fire sign. Most people have a lot of fire in their energy that are Scorpios. And this is because they are water fire people. And so the same is true for snake people in earth astrology. Remember that you are the activator of the Kundalini energy, which is a fire that sits at the base of the spine. And when activated, it runs up the spine to open your third eye, activating the pineal gland. Snake people are powerful beyond words. You are the shamans of the world that have many powers of healing within you. You have to be careful of your emotions because you can get caught up in the heavy energies of your mind and body. You must develop your light within. Now, cougar people, you have the power of water and earth. You are related to Pisces in Western astrology, which is a very psychic sign. Your water and earth combination allow you to be very grounded, unlike your sign in Western astrology, which is not grounded. Cougar people are very intelligent, and as long as you keep your emotions in check, you can be the most stable among your clan. You have to be conscious not to take on other people's issues and make them your own. This can be very easy for you to do with this elemental combination. You are natural healers and you want to make people happy, but don't sacrifice yourself in order to do so. Now, flicker people, you have the power of water and air. Now, these people are very connected to the moon. This is Cancer in our Western zodiac. You are very comfortable going into the depths of emotions and then flying high in the intellectual realms. You are likened to seabirds that dive deep into the water to go fishing and then break the surface to re-enter the realm of the sky. You like deep philosophical conversations, and you are intrigued by hidden truths. You can have very psychic dreams. You have all the qualities of the water and the air. So this makes you very versatile and quite talented. When in balance, you make amazing psychics as well as great team players. So now, after our break, we will continue our discussion on Native Earth astrology and look at the overall reading for the Frog Clan. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Okay, let's get into the reading for the Frog Clan. These energies will be in effect for the next 5 months or longer. It doesn't matter when you hear this message, because it is for you when you hear it. Now, the overall energy for the Frog Clan is the talking stick in reverse. This is the vibration of the number 15, which is the number 6 in modern numerology. 15 represents Saturn in the sacred Egyptian tarot, and it is the energy of fatality and black magic. But the card is in reverse, so this is an indication that you are being protected from this negative aspect. And the number 6 is Venus, which is temptation. And Venus is a protector as well for you. There is a warning here to avoid temptation because it could be dangerous for you at this time. Now, the challenging energy is Coral. This was the same challenge for the Deer people. This is about the need for nurturing and holds the vibration of the number 13, which is the energy of Aries in the sacred tarot, and it represents transformation. The remedy is the sweat lodge, which is about purification. It holds the vibration of the number 2, and that is Virgo in the sacred tarot. It represents science. And in this case, your remedy could be about learning more on how to purify your body and your mind. Now, the animal totem that can assist you at this time is the skunk. And the skunk is about finding your tribe and attracting and repelling, attracting like energies and repelling those that are unlike. The skunk also represents respect, strong respect. So as always, the skunk totem, you will go and do more research on so that you can learn more about how this totem can help you at this time. Now let's dive a little deeper into your reading. And this is the overall reading, the energy for the clan called the Frog Clan. Now this has been pulled, this card, the talking stick, in reverse. So upright, this card reminds us of the validity of listening to other viewpoints and the need to allow others to speak without interruption. The upright card can also be referring to an inability to see other options for your life. But this card was pulled in reverse, and this may indicate that you are listening to too many people and starting to get confused by the conflicting opinions. This could also be telling you to listen to your own inner guidance and disconnect from the opinions of others. Sometimes you have to tune others out and follow your own guidance. And this is important. This is the overall reading, the overall energy for the Frog Clan. Now, let's look at the challenge for the Frog Clan. This is the Coral card. This was also the challenge for the Deer people and the remedy for the Otter people in the Butterfly Clan. So you can see what I was talking about in the previous show, that there is a pattern emerging here. There is a need for you to nurture yourself and or to allow yourself to be nurtured. This is a challenge. It is also speaking of a need for transformation here, which is indicated by the number 13. This is the vibration of 13. It's all about transformation. It's time to let something go that no longer serves you. This may be some false beliefs. It could be a relationship that has run its course, or a number of things that no longer serve your highest good. It's time to let go. It could be very, very different for each and every one of you. But this is your challenge, Frog Clan. Now, the remedy, this is the Sweat Lodge card, which is the vibration of the number two. This card is about the need for purification. You may need to clear away some toxic relationships, beliefs, or a number of other things. And in any case, this card goes perfectly with your challenge. So remember that you are the ones that must crack the code. Each and every one of you, the energies will play out differently for. And also, I want you to go and do your research on your totem, the skunk, because this animal will assist you over the next 5 months or longer with the challenges and the gifts that you'll receive. You'll understand more when you go do your research on the skunk. Now, Frog Clan, this is where you shine. You shine in being able to simply be your beautiful selves when you truly trust in your own knowing. And so this knowledge is only here to help you be a better you and to navigate through the next 5 months to allow it to be smooth sailing. Okay, so let's look at the readings for each member of the Frog Clan. And remember, this will cover you for the next 5 months or longer. And you'll see this energy emerge, or you will see this energy now in your life. So, snake people, you were born between October 24th and November 21st. Copper and malachite are your mineral totems. The power color for you is orange. This is snake people. Thistle is your plant totem. And of course, the snake is your animal totem. Your overall energy has the vibration of the number 13. And we just spoke of this as part of your clan. This is about transformation, and it is the coral card, and it was your clan's challenge. And this is your overall energy. This is about nurturing or being nurtured. Allow yourself to be nurtured. Give time for you. This is snake people. Make sure that you're taking time out for those baths, you know, just relaxing with some essential oils, taking walks in the beautiful, you know, day or night. Just get out, get some deep breaths, ground yourself, and really give yourself time to think, to process, and to relax, okay? Now, your challenge is the peyote ceremony card in reverse. Now, this card holds the vibration of the number four, and this is Scorpio. And this is you, because Scorpio is your sister sign in Western astrology. So, it's all about realization in the sacred tarot, the Scorpio energy. When upright. Now, this pertains to developing new abilities and removing self-doubt through conquering your fears. But the card was pulled in reverse. So this could be telling you that your fears and your self-doubts are too strong at this time, and they are blocking the new opportunities that want to come into your life. You need to realize this. This is your challenge. Now, your remedy is a vision quest, seeking and finding. This was shared by the otter and deer people of the butterfly clan as well. You must also take time to seek out answers by communing with your higher self. And because you received the peyote ceremony card in reverse, this indicates that you should not be using any plant medicine like peyote for a vision quest at this time. You must begin to develop the ability to connect to the higher self within the self, not from any outside sources. Now, this is your reading, snake people, and I hope that you receive it with an open heart and that it blesses you on your journey. Now, cougar people, You were born between February 19th and March 20th. Turquoise is your mineral totem. Your power color is blue-green, as the turquoise is. Plantain is your plant totem. And, of course, the cougar is your animal. Your overall energy is the great mystery. And this has the vibration of 37, which is the number 10. Now, this is very powerful because I've been using these cards for years and I've never pulled the great mystery card. So this is going to be a good one for you. This is for the cougar people. Now, the number 10 is the energy of Uranus, and it is an indication of change of fortune according to the sacred Egyptian tarot. This card is reminding you that you are the creator, the source of all your happiness or your pain. You are totally responsible for all that you create in your life. And by receiving this card, you are being reminded to show gratitude for all that you have received. This is a great blessing to receive the great mystery card as your overall energy, cougar people. Now, focus on your creative capacity and you can change anything. It's time for you to take charge of your life. This is your overall energy. Now, your challenge is the standing people card with the energy of the number 5. And this is Jupiter, indicating religion and law in the sacred tarot. This is a message that you must learn how to stand in your own power, create roots in your life, and learn how to give to others without sacrificing yourself. Remember that the number 5 is always about transformation, and Jupiter is a powerful good luck archetype for you at this time. This card is telling you that you must nurture yourself through your connection to Mother Earth. In order to give freely without exhaustion, you must connect to Mother Earth. If you are feeling spaced out, then you need to stop and reconnect to the earth. Literally ground yourself, putting your feet directly on Mother Earth and get yourself recharged. Begin to weed out anything in your life that gets in the way of your spiritual growth and your connection to the earth. Now, this is your challenge, cougar people. This is very important that you hear this. Your remedy is the Dreamtime card, which is the vibration of the number 33. This is very powerful, cougar people. So far, I think you have had the most powerful reading of all. If we add 3 and 3 together, then we get 6. But we have to acknowledge the number 33 because it is the highest master number. And we are taught that the dream time is where we create this reality from. So it is clear that you must learn and begin to master your dream state. You must learn how to master your dreams. And that comes from the ancient Toltecs. They were the masters of the ancient time of dreaming. Very powerful. This is something that you can actually go back and research. But your dreams are connected to the element of water. And of course, Pisces is your sister sign in Western astrology. Pisces is ruled by Neptune, which also rules water and the dream state. So you can see how all the different schools of thought teach you different aspects of the same ideas. They will cross over one another. And this is what fascinates me when I study ancient teachings from people around the world. They always confirm one another in different ways. So let's look at the meaning of the Dreamtime card because it is very powerful. This is the meaning derived from the sacred path. You are being asked to see with unlimited vision at this time, Cougar people. It says, wipe the dust from your eyes and pay attention to the messages you are receiving from the parallel universe. Our world is pregnant with possibilities. All time is now. You are co-creators in the two worlds, and you will be given unlimited sight and knowing if you ask for it. This vision may come in a sleep time dream or an out-of-body journey. So this is something that you need to keep in your consciousness because you are being spoken to at this time from parallel universes. And it will give you the insight that you are seeking at this time. Now, unlimited vision allows any seeker to pierce through the veil of unconsciousness and come to an inner knowing. Now, that is very powerful because this goes for everyone. Remember, this is an aspect of you. Even if you are not a Cougar person, it is not within your signs, your sun, your rising, or your moon. This is still part of you because it's a very, very powerful energy flowing through the Cougar people at this time. They are part of the sacred hoop, and we are all one. So remember that. It's time that you allow the unlimited vision that is within you to pierce through the veil of unconsciousness. This is what everyone on the planet has to go through for their awakening. And this card marks a time of seeing truth on all levels of creation. You are now being given the ability to go beyond the accepted reality. The cocoon is open. Trust yourself, trust your allies, and trust your medicine. They tell you, you may now take flight. That is absolutely beautiful. Now, Flicker people, you were born between June 21st and July 22nd. Your mineral totem is carnelian agate. Your plant totem is wild rose. Pink is your power color because it is the color of the wild rose. And your animal totem is the flicker. And the flicker is a bird. Now, the overall energy is the North Shield in reverse. So this was pulled in reverse for you. This holds the vibration of the number 11, which is a master number. This card is about some form of wisdom coming your way and having gratitude for this when it is pulled in the upright position. But it was drawn in reverse. So it is telling you that the wisdom you are seeking has already been revealed to you. Now is the time for you to step out and step into your knowing. This is your overall energy, Flicker people. Now the challenge is painted face, which is self-expression. It holds the vibration of the number 19. This is Leo in the sacred tarot. And you know Leo is very, very powerful. Leo relates to happiness and joy. Now, the painted face card speaks of using your creativity to express your feelings, your talents, and your desires. It says, open up and allow others to see your medicine. Don't deny how you feel. Don't deny what you think. And don't deny what you can offer to the world. You're being told to allow the medicine of yourself to emerge in truth and with grace, embracing your true self and allowing others to see this part of you will bring you great joy and happiness. This is your challenge, Flicker people. Now, the remedy is the West Shield, which is about introspection and goals. It holds the vibration of the number 10, which is Uranus. It indicates change of fortune in the sacred tarot. And the West Shield speaks of our ability to complete our goals. We must acknowledge our own inner strength and find the power to trust our knowing. This is your remedy, Flicker people. You have also been given a beautiful reading. Painted Face is very deep. We don't have time to really go into it, but know that it represents a time when all the tribes come together in a powwow, and everyone has a painted face. And your face paint indicates what medicine you hold. So painted face is all about truly showing your medicine to others, sharing the gifts that you bring into this life with humanity. And when it's on your face, of course, you can't hide it. But painted face is also about pretending to be something you're not. And you don't want to do that. You want to be authentic, you want to be original, and you want to be your beautiful self. You want to shine bright. Allow that which is within you to come forth for all humanity to see it. And again, this is for the Flicker people, but it's for everybody. It's time for all of us to bring our medicine to humanity, to allow our gifts to come to the surface and to share it. Because so many people look at others and they think, wow, I can never do that, or I could never be that, or I could never have that. And the truth is, we all come here with something very special, very precious. It's something that only you have. And when you find that within yourself, you will do it better than anybody else on the planet, because that is your gift. So only look at others to be encouraged and inspired, but don't try to duplicate or replicate what you see others doing. Find your own truth and allow it to shine, because you have greatness within you. You must see that greatness in order to share it with all of humanity. That is our goal. That is our work. That is why we're here on this planet, to share our love and our light with one another. It's a beautiful time to be on planet Earth. I hope you have enjoyed these readings today. Please tune in next week as we dive into the readings for the people of the Thunderbird Clan. Now, these are the Red Hawk, the Sturgeon, and the Elk people. We have beautiful readings for each one of you. And again, know that no matter if these signs are yours or not, all the messages are related to you in some way, shape, or form. We can all grow and learn from each other. So I hope you've enjoyed these readings today. They've been very vast and very beautiful, absolutely deep. And each one of us can learn something. It's time for you to shine. Allow yourself to be your beautiful self and don't hold back. I leave you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. Have a beautiful week.